All right. And we're live.
We're not live unless you say that.
Right.
Computer's all fucked up.
So you didn't tell me what we were doing. You just called me and said, hey, get on the mic. We got some business to take care of. What do we got?
Voicemails.
Yeah.
I'll see you later. Well, I don't know how many of these you want to try to do. Like
three.
We already
do three. I get a choice? Am I in this or not? Do I get a choice?
All right.
We're just going to do them until they're all done.
All right. No, I meant like how many episodes. So.
Oh. Well, then we're definitely not going to do them until they're all done.
I have a feeling that my will to live is going to be less than. Or more than whatever. There's math in there that says I'm going to kill myself.
I'm pretty sure we get through these. You're not going to be able to lean on me for any kind of support.
Do it, you pussy. All right. Well, let's get going with these fucking voicemails.
Yeah. Let's fucking do this thing.
You know what? Here's what we should do. Mm-hmm. Whoever's voicemail I play first should be obligated to sign up for our Patreon.
Yeah. And second and third.
Look at that. I'm going to put the little fucking banner up there because whoever you are that's going to sit here and call me fat and tell me that the show sucks, the least you could do
leading off the show.
All right. God, I hope it don't start with that shit. Here we go.
Hi, my name is Tiger Woods, and I'm from Transylvania.
No, you're not.
Two factors go into determining the value of your die-cast car, the supply versus demand equation, and its condition. The supply of a certain car depends on a variety of items. Quite simply, more 1999 Johnny Lightning replicas will be available than any casting of a 1956 Matchbox. Production numbers are a big supply factor. Through attrition, fuck.
That was
best voicemail yet.
Whoever you are, is it on my little deal here, it says Tiger Woods. So Tiger Woods gets a butt plug. See, that was a good start.
Yeah, that was awesome. I liked that.
All right, let's keep them going.
Ready for a game? Two, how many players in today's game? Okay, we're on track. Where is Iguazu Falls?
All right, fuck up.
are we being punked? What the fuck is going on here?
Okay, I'm not going to let that get to me. That was just a wrong number.
No. That was a wrong, who do you think they were supposed to be calling, man?
You're all cunt.
Hey, Kyle, fuck you, faggot.
Kyle's a fucking faggot. And Game of Thrones Season 8 is good.
Oh, my God.
Fuck you.
All right. You're eliminated from the competition.
Was there competition? Was there two of them? It sounded like there was two of them.
I think one of them took his mouth off the other's dick to say that Game of Thrones sucked or something.
I'm Henry Grant from Denver, Colorado, and I just want to say that if I'm diagnosed with autism, then I have no idea what they have. Must be mentally handicapped or some shit. I mean, fuck. Also, the last season of Game of Thrones still better than any other show out there, and that's saying something. Bye,
faggot. I disagree with your assessment. I've never seen Game of Thrones, but I promise you that it's not as good as Sons of Anarchy. I don't
know. Never seen that show either.
All right, you ready?
I was born ready.
What the fuck is up? This is for the official boys. I don't know who I'm talking to. I don't know whose voicemail this is. I've never listened to your podcast. I'm sure it's fabulous. But anyway, so I just wanted to talk to Kaya for a second. I just wanted to give him a little shout out and let him know that I think Yes, you're right. I think actually every one of you in this podcast.
I can't take it.
I was wondering how long it was going to be.
Kaya,
Jesus Christ.
Kaya has an abnormal amount of young people. Maybe that's a Turkish thing.
The young kids like him? How can that be a Turkish thing?
He's a Turkish priest. All right, ready?
Hey, fellas. Not the Who's Like podcast. I don't know who this is. I haven't listened to your podcast. Anyway, this is me, Calibi, OG Sun Baby. Charlie, you might know me from Twitch. You should know me from Twitch, and if you don't, then I'm going to be upset. Anyways.
All right.
You know, you need to keep your introductions brief. Come on. Just get to the fucking meat of the thing here.
Right. So just call and say, hey, Kaya, I loved what you said on the thing. Or, hey,
what you said on the thing.
Whatever. Just do that. And then, you know, there's a good chance that they'll hear it. But when you go on and on and on, you know, we're the official podcast, official screen callers.
Every single one of these voicemails is exactly the same. Literally, it's like they're reading off a script. Did they give them a script?
Hey, this is Isaiah Williams. I'm from Arizona. I don't actually watch the show, but I wanted to let the official boys know that huge fan of their show. Thank you guys for the laughs. And I'd like to request Dan Avidan for a guest on the show if you haven't already reached out to him. He's a pretty cool guy, and he definitely matched the energy of the show. But, yeah, love you, boys.
He loves boys.
So that was a perfect voicemail.
Was it?
Yeah. He called. He admitted that he was a homosexual. He said which other homosexual he wanted on their show, and then he got off.
I see what you did there.
Hello, this is J.K. Rowling.
No, it's not. Done with you, stupid.
Yeah, no, we're not having any of that bullshit.
Yo, this is Pedro from California. I just wanted to comment on Jackson's game. I just have two requests. I want Anthony's mom and Doug to be dateable. I want some high-quality CG art of the main protagonist boning them, and that's pretty much it. Thank you.
What the fuck does that mean? What do those words mean?
Well, hello, the dub dub. What's up? I got the grub. Make sure it stays swag. This is Pickle Rick. Sub dub.
God, their fucking listeners are fucking retarded.
What? I don't even.
Did you listen on that last episode that one of the hosts of the official podcast said, "Well, they started getting all defensive." Did you pick up on that? All right. Well, then if their listeners are so much better, why don't you
have them call? Have them call in or something like that.
We got three fucking listeners, and
yeah,
all three of them
could call 12 times, and it wouldn't matter.
I was gonna say we have three listeners and two of them are my mom's.
All right.
Greetings and hello. I come from a land below, home to someone called Critical. His podcast is rather official. I'm pleased to announce your voicemail has been renounced to the fans of such a great show. But don't you fear, my story doesn't end here. Although I've heard you not, a new...
Yes, it does.
No, I need you to stop that.
You're gonna go in and beat your wife.
No, I'm not gonna let my kids get into theater, though. I'll tell you that. Jesus Christ, man! Tell me that kid wasn't a theater fag.
So, Kaya got what he wanted. He wanted us to get pissed off.
Yeah, could you get your own fucking hotline instead of just using the official podcast? Thanks.
That was funny.
We'll try. Can't guarantee anything.
if they want to, if they want to buy it from us, we'll sell it.
Fuck that.
They can rent it from us for $12,000 a month.
Right.
Listen, I'm just calling on behalf of the official podcast. And all I got to say is they're fucking cowards. You bring the fucking Misfits podcast, all six of them or whatever, on and fucking throw hands there. Cowards.
Fuck. How about you bring podcast, and then we'll fucking throw hands because they're fucking cowards.
So, all right, let me give you some advice. Don't call into our fucking voicemail and start with listen. Fuck off. Start with your fucking listen bullshit. Fuck. Wanna, it's so rude. Listen. Listen. Oh, yeah, that's what I meant. Listen.
You want to throw hands? I'll throw hands with you. All right.
Hey, so I'm Gavin, and hey, I'm here on behalf of the official podcast, and I would love it if the official podcast would say Jurassic Park is overrated. It doesn't need to mean anything. It's just my my friends fucking hate it when I say that, and it really drives them nuts, and my favorite thing to do is to be an asshole, so thanks, I guess.
So can you imagine, like, one of them picks up the phone and hears this voicemail and says, hey, guys, which one of you want to say Jurassic Park is overrated? Because we got this listener, and when he hears it, he's going to fucking jerk off all over his Bluetooth speaker.
That's not where my mind went. My mind went to, you have friends that give two shits if you say that Jurassic Park isn't serious or whatever the fuck he said. You get new friends.
That's it?
Fuck it. It's so stupid. Who gives a fuck? Jurassic Park? Ugh. Jurassic Park? Really?
Don't tell me you didn't do stupid shit when you were a kid.
No. I was super cool. I fucking walked out of my mom's vagina with the fucking sunglasses on. In a fucking leather jacket. I was cool.
I think those were probably one of your mom's stepdad or one of your stepdad's leather jackets and sunglasses.
Yeah, you missed the punchline. I walked out of my mom's vagina. That was supposed to be funny.
No, it was funny.
Bitch.
What's that shit called when I tried tagging the joke? I just failed. So then not only did I step all over your punchline, then I made it worse by trying to tag.
Cool.
You want to try it again?
No.
We'll cut this out.
Yeah, we'll cut it out of post.
I have a message for the official podcast, especially Andrew, who claims to be the master of cartoons, which is obviously a facade. Because after what he said about Scooby-Doo, calling it the worst of anything or something like that, and how he said Scooby-Doo gets better over time, I say that's fucking bullshit. And Andrew, suck my appendix. Because there's no way in fucking hell it got better. The older ones are obviously the best. And there's nothing wrong with it. The only thing's wrong with Scrappy-Doo. So, suck a big pee-pee, you son of a bitch. Also, you're fucking so goddamn cute. Like, I want to fuck your face.
Moving on.
Do
I what?
Do you think he's serious? Do you think he watches Scooby-Doo?
I think he's serious. I think he finds him hot, and I think he wants to fuck his face.
Andy, watch. I don't care about any of that. Do you think he watches Scooby-Doo? That's the most disturbing part of this to me.
Why? Scooby-Doo's good.
Moving on.
You don't think so? No. Like if you, I would never sit down and, you know, get all situated and then actively search for Scooby-Doo cartoons to watch.
That's what I'm saying. I'm not saying Scooby-Doo is a terrible thing. If my kids are watching it and it's on, I won't make them shut it off, but I'm not going to, man, I had a long day at work. I can't wait to sit down on my couch and watch some Scooby-Doo and drink some water and eat some fucking saltines. What the fuck? What is wrong with you people?
You're full.
Yeah, I'm an asshole. I know.
Stop being so aggressive.
I can't help it. Scooby-Doo, are you serious?
We should do a Scooby-Doo special for a All Patreon right. episode.
I'm in. Let's do it.
Let me hear your Scooby-Doo impression.
Wait, which one's Scooby-Doo? Zoinks or something. Isn't that what he says? Very Zoinks good. Or something.
Uh, how you folks doing? I'm from the official podcast, and I wanted to send Kai a message and just tell him that he's a fucking cockroach. That was my initial plan, but then after calling this number, I saw that the area code is from Massachusetts, and I just want to tell you that Massachusetts is, from the bottom of my heart, the worst fucking place on the planet. Goodbye. Love you all.
Cool. What a dummy.
hold on. All right. Yeah, it's just blank.
Do you think we can convince people that we're both from Massachusetts? That's kind of cool. Yeah.
Hey, guys, it's Ray here. Also call me that Ray of Sunshine, and I thought I'd just pop another official voicemail on y'all. So I think that what y'all should do is y'all should get more fans so that you can flood their voicemails. So I've got some suggestions for you. Just maybe take some notes off those official boys. So I think y'all should start talking about penises. Now, the key fundamental to the official podcast is that you get some guest on, some internet neckbeard, and y'all start talking about masturbation. So what y'all need to do is y'all need to get some internet neckbeard and start talking about their hairy little ding-dong and how they beat it every morning. So that's just my suggestion to y'all. You can take it or leave it, but if you take it, then give me some credit. You know, that ray of sunshine, that's my name. Don't wear it out. All right, boys. Well, you keep on trucking. You keep putting along with your little miniature podcast, and we'll see you in the big way. Take it easy.
See, I like that guy.
Yeah, that was cool. I'm good with that guy. Hairy little ding-dong.
So I'm not normally into, you know, the fucking shtick with the voices and the characters and all that shit.
I don't think that was a shtick. I think that's just how he talks.
But, yeah, So if there's any of you internet neckbeards out there that want to come on here and talk about your hairy little ding dong, y'all are welcome, partner.
Partner.
Wait a minute, I just mixed a cowboy and black boy together. I should have said partner, not partner.
Partner, show us your hairy little ding dong.
Howdy, partner.
I'm here to talk to the official boys. This is a shout out to the official podcast, and I'm here to say, Charlie, when are you going to bring back the boardwalk burgers joke? And Kaya, you're really gay. That's all I have to say. And I don't hear the podcast.
I had to shoot that in there at the end, didn't you?
I don't hear the pie.
That's because it's not on the phone, you fucking dummy.
Is he trying to say that he doesn't listen to our show?
I think so. You know what I like, right? So our contact or whatever to the official podcast is Kaya.
Mm-hmm.
And these guys don't like Kaya either.
These guys don't like Kaya any more than we like Kaya.
Hi, this is Connor from Missouri, I think. Doug?
I don't know.
Is that it?
Okay, I just wanted to say, I love you're from Missouri, I think. Doug, I just wanted to say, I love your performance with the band Slayer. You play a mean-ass guitar. Anthony,
is there a fat ball guy in Slayer or something?
A fine lady. She's kind of gay, though. I just wanted to recommend you boys some hentai today. I don't know if you know about the series Boku no Pico.
Can I stop it? Or
yes, don't call me a boy.
I thought you were going to get upset about that gibberish you were talking about.
I couldn't get past the fact that he called me a boy first.
What? So what was he bragging about having a Roku? Doesn't everybody have a fucking Roku?
You ever seen this Roku? Hey, that was pretty funny. That was pretty clever. Good job, buddy.
Thank you.
Hey, Doug and Anthony, this is a follow-up with Connor from Missouri about the hentai I was...
All right, moving on.
We're not... No!
Well, my name is Doug is hot, and I think that if you like just watch Boku no Pico, that it was
all right. I like Pico de Gallo, but I will not sit and watch it. See how I did it again?
That was a good one.
Hey guys, it's your Ray of Sunshine again. I just thought I'd call back, and I've got a little bit of a confession to make. See, I called not too long ago, told you guys to start talking about the penises. Now, I just remembered I was raised in a bit of a Christian household, and we really didn't talk about penises or the masturbation.
So I really think it's kind of a sin for you guys to start talking about that. So I just want to tell y'all that I'm no longer in support of y'all talking about the penises. Because my daddy always told me that there's an eye of penis, because that's the only one that should be concerned about it. Y'all shouldn't be talking about that to your listeners. And another thing to remember is that beating your meat is the only way to defeat the Holy Spirit. Y'all shouldn't be talking about that, or God's going to get all upset with you for beating your meat. Otherwise, you never know whose hand's going to be on whose penis, whacking it off. You never know. So I just thought I'd call and let y'all know that you really shouldn't start talking about these things. All right? So that's your Ray of Sunshine signing out once more. Thank y'all.
All right.
I'm going to request that that guy calls in again. I want to hear more from him.
I was going to say that he actually won the opportunity to sign up for our Patreon.
Yep.
Just shove it right down their fucking throats. I'm not even going to try to be subliminal about it.
This is just a message for my official boys. You guys are so funny, and I love watching you. So just keep up the good work.
That was sincere.
Boring.
Yeah.
But it was succinct, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's what we're looking for. So all voicemails should be just like that, or start off saying
hairy little peepee,
Roku or baklava or whatever the fuck they were saying.
Uh-huh. But
they should start off with that, letting me know that they're going to talk about that Japanese shit.
Mm-hmm.
Because then I can just stop and move to the next one instead of
so much easier.
Hello, I'm just calling on behalf of the official podcast. I just want to spend the fact that I just want to waste more of your time so you can spend this on. I was given this request by Kaya, Charlie Jackson, and whoever the other person was. I just want to put this in so I can waste your time. You're listening to this. Presumably, I don't know, just sitting there. I don't really care. Have a nice day.
That was very clever.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate that. I appreciate your cleverness, and you are you outsmarted us.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You got me.
Hi, this is Lucy calling from England.
Is that voice real or is that fake? I need to know.
I think it's real. We're going with real.
All right.
It's probably going to cost me an absolute fortune to ring him. I've never listened to this podcast, but I have subscribed because it seems kind of cool. The official podcast sent me here, and I just want to say, Kai gets so much hate. I am in love with this man. I think he's beautiful. I love all of the men in the official podcast almost as much as Andrew loves hearing his own voice. I'm pretty drunk right now, but my 11-year-old sister has encouraged me very much to ring this podcast purely because she is 11 years old and she blasts 2019 guy over and over again. I'm not entirely sure that she knows what a cook is, but it's all good. She's learning. So thanks a lot, boys. I love the podcast. I hope I make it on. I'm a poor student, so I can't join the Discord, but it's all good. Love you, Kaya.
What, can you summarize that? I was not listening to a fucking thing that she said.
She said something about her 11-year-old sister doesn't know what a cook is. That's all I love you, Kaya.
Sounded like Miss Doubtfire.
Yes, this is regarding the official podcast.
The fuck?
All right.
Hey, guys, it's me. I'm calling for the official podcast as an official representative from them. And we're here to tell you that Charlie is really fucking sexy, and you should probably look into having intercourse with him.
All right, we'll look into it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll have our top men get right on it.
We'll have our top men get right in it.
Right.
Yeah, this is Alex from Kansas, and I'm eating string cheese right now. Mm-hmm. I declare myself the winner.
You're a winner.
You got it. You know what? If somebody is bold enough to declare themselves the winner, they are the winner.
Oh,
you win.
That only applies this one time. Otherwise, everybody's just going to call and say that.
Yeah, yeah. No, just the once.
All right. Alex from Kansas.
You win.
You win. You get yourself. You know what? I wanted to pull them up. The flattest flutes.
You pull them up.
Well, I'm not going to walk over there and get them. I wanted to have them before we
start. Walk over there. What are we on a time limit here? What, there's nobody watching. Walk over there and get them.
I have a, you know, I actually have a very funny story about Super Kaya 64, because that's his name, I think. So I was visiting my friend in Turkey. He's Turkish, by the way.
Done with him.
I was hanging on his every word for that story.
There. My name-
You know what? You're a fucking liar.
Hi there. I'm here calling in for the official boys. My name is Scorpius, and I...
Okay. Your name is not Scorpius.
Done with that.
Your name is probably Ben.
I bet it's Mitch.
He sounded like a Mitch.
Yeah, I'm going to take a shower and masturbate. Have a good night.
You as well.
I was planning on doing the same thing, I guess. I don't know.
Hey, this is Elijah from Tennessee, and I just wanted to call and say that I really appreciate your podcast and think it's pretty shitty that you, do the official boys and suck their cocks like you do, but you do you. Just wanted to do an appreciation, and thanks, you guys.
I will suck whoever cock I want to suck.
So is that it? I'm confused. I'm getting conflicting messages here. So he's mad because we're sucking cocks, or he likes it? I don't understand what's going on here.
He appreciates us sucking cock. That's if you take the beginning of it and the end of it.
What's that? Never mind. Go on. I was putting it together in my head and it didn't quite form, so we're gonna move past it. It was something
good. Hey, this is Dylan from America, Arkansas. And I just wanted to say that Kaya's autistic, and everything he said about the Game of Thrones, you know.
Sick and fucking tired of hearing about Game of Thrones. Shut the fuck up.
So what's the next thing for these people to get? I just realized what you put for your name. That's fucking stupid, man. What are you, 9?
Yep.
You're one of their fucking patrons, aren't you?
Yes. Fuck cartoons.
Hi, this is Jackson's mother calling in for the official podcast. All right.
But you
Hello,
were
this you, is Ian from
what?
Were you asking me a question before?
I don't remember. It doesn't matter.
Utah. Just wanted to say you guys are doing awful. I've been watching the podcast for about a year now. What do I say? Fuck me gently with a chainsaw? Yeah, that sounds about right. Okay, see ya.
You want me to stop it, rewind it, play it again just so I can stop it? what the fuck was that?
Mm-mm. I said, no, that's not any good. It's not
hey guys, it's Alex from Montana. I don't know a lot about Anthony's mom. It's in the voicemail message. Barely don't listen to podcasts. But we'll say, Kaya, you're a fucking idiot. Also, Anthony, are you the one that tried to kill yourself? Because don't do that. That's not cool, dude.
Yes, Anthony is the one that killed himself.
Yep. Just at the beginning of this episode, killed myself. At least he said don't do it.
I hit play and then it takes a delay and then you talk every time. So it's like it comes off like I'm trying to cut you off.
Hey, if it plays, it plays. Okay. Fuck it.
Well, I just did that to cover my ass. I'm actually just trying to cut you off.
And again, I was just listening to like the podcast, the second one, you responded to the voicemails from the official podcast.
All right. I know he told you to be drunk when you called in, but at least be able to fucking form a sentence, you dipshits.
Yeah, I love how you started this episode like all cheery and happy. Like, we're going to do this. Everything's cool. No, we're staying positive. And it didn't take very long, did it?
So I'm calling for the official podcast, and I'm just wondering, Charlie, Kaya, Jackson, Andrew, when the fuck are you guys gonna release the live podcast from Comic-Con? It's been like a year. And you said you'd release it. Yeah, I gotta fucking get on that.
Yeah, so who gives a fuck and who gives a shit?
You ever been to a Comic-Con?
Yeah. Yeah, it was a fucking great time.
Really?
Actually, the cosplayers were what made it so cool.
Really?
Seeing people be able to just go in there and throw a caution to the wind and dress up. And yeah, it's pretty cool. I'll do it.
Do it for the show. You should cosplay as Kaya. Did I use that word right? Because that's not a word that I use in my normal vocabulary.
Yeah, I think you used it as a verb when that sounds proper.
No, I meant Kaya.
Hi, this is Brittany.
Did you use the word Kaya properly?
Right? Yes.
Hey, I'm from Houston, Texas. I'm leaving this message for the official podcast. I love Kaya, Jackson, Andrew, Charlie. They're all awesome. And they're all really funny. And
okay, so we all know, right? They're not all funny. There's one of them that's not funny at all.
There is?
You figure it out which one it is.
Way to put it out there.
Doug Hansen. Hey, Doug Hansen. Love the podcast. I am here from the Official Boys. And I just want to say, Kaya, your whole stance on Freedom of Speech or whatever your sacred rules you want to pass on to your children, I love it. And it's something I want to follow. Love you guys. Thank you, Anthony, Doug. Didn't mean to waste your time.
We appreciate you, sir.
Yeah. I appreciate that you didn't want to waste my time.
But you did anyway.
But you did anyways. That's right. I appreciate that even more.
I'm just...
Nope. No, you're not. You're not doing anything. Not on my watch, sister.
Hello. My name is Ben. I'm calling from California, San Diego. I'm just calling for the Official Boys. I know you don't like them being called that, but whatever. Fuck you. I'm calling because
paying attention.
They totally talked shit on somebody who was reached out to them afterwards, and they were like, oh, come talk to me and have me as a guest on a phone because they are on the podcast, and they didn't. And last time I mentioned his name, you guys cut me off. Scalaboop.
I'm back. Well, I heard him say
cut me off and you come back. All right, you're cut off. And did you get the butt plugs while you were gone?
Hey, this is Andrew from Virginia. And I just wanted to say thank God you guys fucking removed that long ass fucking ringtone anyway.
Sorry to inconvenience you.
I've been listening to your last couple episodes, and also I first found out about from the Official podcast, but I kind of didn't want to say that because they all sound like fucking weebs. So I don't really want to associate with them. That's not why I'm calling. I actually just wanted to call because I'm pretty interested in that butt plug whistle thing. So I was really hoping if they ever win that, something like that, you know, Yeah.
You didn't win. I'm sorry.
I vote for him winning. I vote for that guy winning.
Do you think that we
and the ties always go to the loser?
Should we use that voicemail as our intro on every show from now on?
Yes. I don't even know half of what he said. But I want the butt plug with the whistle in it.
Hey, so this is Elijah from Michigan. I don't give a shit about your guys' podcast. I just wanted to talk about the Official podcast. I just wanted to start out with a message to Kaya. Kaya, you're the fucking bomb, dude. I grew up in Turkey and Germany, so I fucking totally relate to you more than anybody else on the podcast, although Charlie's the one.
I bet Kaya would really like to hear this because it sounds like it's somebody that he can relate to. Sorry about your luck.
Doug, you grew up in America. I grew up in America. I can relate to you. So fucking stupid.
You're hairy. I'm hairy.
Oh, hey guys, this is Andrew again. In my excitement about those that butt whistle, I forgot I had to like prove myself.
So I don't know. Maybe, I guess I could clap my ass cheeks for you guys or fuck Anthony's mom for Anthony or something. I don't know. What do you guys want? Or but I figured what I am doing right now is I'm getting fat, eating way too much. So maybe
like as we speak,
that helps.
Yeah. That... I told you that guy wins. He called back a second time. That's great. I vote for that guy winning.
We'll give you a butt plug, but you got to put it in your mouth to stop eating, you fat shit.
So what I want, we're going to send you a butt plug and I want a picture of you with it in your mouth.
Like a pacifier, you gay bitch.
First, what I really want is to make sure that you're 18, first of all.
No, you can, if he's under the 18, it's a pacifier.
Oh yeah. There we go. Cool.
We got to keep track of all these that we're giving away.
Yeah. If we told you we're giving away a butt plug, send us a message or something.
And use the secret code 9.
It's the secret code butt plug.
Butt plug bay.
Okay. So this is Elijah again.
All right. He's trying it again.
I just wanted to clarify. I'm American, but I also speak German and Turkish before everybody's like, oh, he's a terrorist. Oh, blah, blah, blah. Fuck out of here. Okay.
All right. We will get the fuck out of here.
Who would have said he's a terror? I don't understand. Before anybody says I'm a terrorist.
Is there anybody that.
You speak German? You're a terrorist. What
the fuck are you talking about? So he said he speaks German Turkish. So I wonder. That's what I was going to ask. I didn't know there was a special kind of Turkish.
Where is Turkey? Is that near Australia?
It's just like 5 miles south of Miami, Florida, I think.
Oh, sweet. Okay.
Hey, this is Elijah again.
Motherfucker, man.
First of all, on this voice message, I would like to say that I appreciate you guys being such good sports. I think I mentioned that in the last.
I don't know. We didn't fucking make it that far.
To,
and we're not.
People who I'm calling the voicemail that I found. Anyways, fuck the Misfits. They're a direct ripoff of the official podcast, and they're not even funny. Like,
do you care?
Bullshit. Like, if I can block.
I hate the Misfits.
I don't even know what it
sucks.
Huh?
It's like Glenn Danzig sucks.
Okay, so first of all, Game of Thrones.
Game of Nopes. These are easy.
I think he wanted to get cut off. He said, first of all, Game of Thrones, just to see if he can make it through. You can't.
So I'm here for the official podcast. I love them so much, and they make me so happy, and they mean the world to me. Also, everybody who says Kaya is autistic is wrong. She's such a sweet and wholesome dork, and I love them so much. Bye.
Good.
Was that real?
Good for you, Kaya.
Kaya is going to jail.
You're going to get laid in 7 years.
Kaya, you are my queen. Don't let anyone tell you that you're wrong.
What if he's wrong?
I don't care.
Don't let anybody tell you you're wrong. What if you're wrong? Stupid.
So I've noticed, I'm calling about the official podcast, by the way.
I noticed that too.
I've noticed that there's like three people that contribute to the official podcast, and then there's that one in the back who doesn't say anything. His name starts with like a C or something. I don't know. He doesn't really matter. I think he likes fleshlights and something, and he's like a 2019 guy. I don't know. He's really gay and hairy or something. I don't even know. But all I wanted to call and say is Kaya's a sexy man. I would definitely sleep with him and just definitely tell him I said I love him. I mean, I don't know if you're going to talk to the official boys or anything, but just tell Kaya that I want to give him a big old smooch on the cheek.
Hey, Kaya, this guy wants to fuck you.
Bye.
There, we passed along the message.
Cool.
I will not stop calling until I get a kiss from Kaya or Sean.
He's got fans, man. I don't.
All right. Nobody's calling to kiss me.
Yo. Can you help me microwave my bread?
That's a ringtone. I think this is the first time I've done this, but I want to play this entire voicemail back from the beginning. Uh-huh. It made me laugh.
Yo. Can you help me microwave my bread?
That's a good one. I appreciate that one.
It's just saying, dude, I wanted to help my bread get in microwave. Figured it out. It'll work well. Gone now. Eat it. Now I'm sad. It's gone.
Hey, this is Ramsey, and I have a message for Kaya. How does it feel being a big old dick and sucking on Andrews all the time? And imagine for Charlie, I love your hair. All right. Bye.
You know, you call one man, right? You say, Kaya, how does it feel, whatever, sucking on a dick?
You know, being a dick.
Okay, how does it feel being a dick and sucking a dick, Kaya? Also, your co-host, I love his hair.
This is so stupid.
Hello, this is Braxton. You get the gig, Doug and Anthony. I think that your podcast is fantastic, lovely. Keep up the good work.
He didn't love it.
And I think that Jackson and Charlie should conspire to kill Anthony and Kaya on the official podcast because Jackson and Kaya don't get enough of a say on the topics.
I think he
fucked up. Please don't kill me.
Hey, it's me again. I just want to let Anthony know that three times on seven occasions that he has made arguments and theoreticals that make absolutely no sense.
Theoreticals?
And if he wants to, he can argue on Discord with me.
No.
Or else we'll throw hands. I will wait on the corner of, I think, Main Street, Third Main Street or something, in Houston. And I'll pay for the airplane ticket, and we can box.
Somebody, bye-bye. Take him up on it.
Yes, absolutely. I'll take a flight to Houston to meet on Main Street
by the bike rack at 3.
By the bike rack, yeah. I've never thrown my hands before, but I'll try it.
One of these homos that are into these cartoons and shit could probably tell me what it is, tell it what I'm thinking of. But there was like an action figure that you pushed a thing and it would shoot their hand out as a fist. And I'm not talking about Rock'em Sock'em Robots either, you fucks. It's like Thundercats or something. We're going to say it's from Thundercats. What do I give a fuck?
What do I give a fuck?
I'm calling from the official podcast. You guys look like you both probably smell like hot dog water. Thank you. Goodbye.
That's fair.
Yep.
And not entirely untrue.
Nope.
I don't know who Anthony's mom is. She sounds like a nice woman. I'm calling on behalf of the official podcast. I'd just like to say that I will stick up for Andrew, and I will fight with him against the man who said he did not know anything about Mission Hill.
What the fuck is he talking about?
Mission Hill was an old cop drama back in the 50s, I think.
Oh. Never seen that one.
Did you ever see Car 54?
R54, where are you?
Yeah, this was Mission Hill was a spinoff of that.
Oh, okay.
Hello, it's me again. The guy who challenged the official boys, Anthony, to a boxing match on
Does he think that you're
now I'm really confused.
This is the Who's Right boys.
No, you're not. Don't call me boy.
This is the Who's Right men's.
There you go.
Third band shirt in Houston. Of course, I would never really do that. I just want to know if you guys took Andrew Tate.
I'm done. I don't care. I zoned
out. You got it off, or was that it?
Yeah, I got tired of him.
I want to know if we're fighting.
No, he said he called it off. He said that before I cut it off.
Oh well, I wanted my fucking plane ticket. I was packing my shit.
No, you know what? You were zoned out.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we were gonna fight, and then we weren't, and now I'm mad.
Hey, name's Alex, calling for the official podcast. I listen to you guys all the time, but Kaya, oh no, not Kaya, Jackson.
Get the fucking name right. Who it is that you want to talk to? All right, I'm. Hey, we'll play this one again.
I think you guys are doing a great job keeping up with all the retards who are calling you. It's a feat not easily managed, and I can understand why the official podcast would not want to do this. So I appreciate your guys' integrity.
See, isn't this uplifting?
I just want to say that we appreciate you guys.
That was nice. Nobody wants to fight me.
What?
Nobody wants to fight me. Everything's good.
Podcast, just wanted to say hey to Charlie, Andrew, Jackson, Kaya, go fuck yourself, and that's pretty much it. See you guys.
Somebody in the chat explain to me why everybody hates Kaya.
Hi, my name is not important. Where I'm from is not important. What is important is that I came over here from the official podcast and just wanted to tell you that Anthony needs to stop molesting autistic children.
Anthony.
Oh, yeah. What's up?
This guy brings up a valid point.
Oh, what was he saying? I was busy.
If you're going to molest children, they shouldn't be autistic.
I would never do that. They're already autistic.
Easy.
Easy. I don't know
what that's all about, but yeah, you should probably not rape little kids anymore, Anthony, which is a gross.
He's talking about the whole gamut of them, not
I'll
just
take that into consideration.
An absolute 100% true fact. So to recap, Anthony, stop up fucking little boys. Doug, you're cool.
All right.
Anthony, you're a pineapple faggot.
You are a pineapple faggot. Quit butt fucking little
boys.
You're
doing a great job. Keep up the great work. Love you. Bye.
Why do you get a... Don't love me. Why do you get a pass? Don't fucking laugh at me. Why do you get a pass?
It's funny. Even people that don't know us don't like you.
Oh, shit.
Cool. You took a bong hit. Next.
Hello, this is Flying Spaghetti Dexter 27, and I'm calling on behalf of the...
All right, so I said you got a fucking stupid nickname or something. I'm going to skip it.
Mm-hmm.
But I think Flying Spaghetti Dexter 27 is kind of funny. I'm giving it a pass. Sorry.
I mean, the Misfits podcast. My question is for Swagger Souls. I was wondering why Jackson, Andrew, Charlie, and Kaya from the official podcast are always stealing all your brilliant ideas. I'd love an answer.
All right, next.
I don't know what those words mean.
All right, so you guys didn't even add me to the last one, but okay, I'm going to try and get on this one.
I'm thinking about stopping it just to be a dick. Say, so,
yeah, I mean, you started out just fucking...
Try again, sailor. Sorry.
Maybe next time.
I just got back from fucking my dad's ass, defending Kaya's honor. God bless his soul.
Was that it?
That was it.
Cool. Thanks, guy.
Hi, hello. This is Christian Ingersoll calling in for the official podcast. And I'd like to say, you guys are doing a great job. The person that actually, like, I'm the calling of this podcast. Ethan, shut up.
Oh, wait a minute. It looks like, it sounded like it was just getting ready to get interesting.
Shut up. Anyways, Kai, you're an asshole. Get your own fucking voicemail.
That wasn't interesting.
You are. Maybe we should bring these down to like just 17 minute episodes to go through the voicemails, because you are just tapped out.
This is so stupid. It's like, it's like if your wife, imagine if your wife was a kindergarten teacher and she asked you to come to her kindergarten class. It'd be funny for a day. It'd be fun, you know, whatever.
Like if she was a special needs teacher.
Yeah. Like a special needs kindergarten. But after like the third or fourth day, you're just like, dude, come on. Can you not chew on my sleeve, please? Come on.
Lick your own window, fucker.
Jesus.
Run around trying on everybody's helmet. Get back in your fucking desk. All right.
Hey, guys. It's your favorite drunk caller.
Did you cut her off?
Yeah, we're not listening to that.
What? That was for us. Why wouldn't we listen to it? We finally got one that was for us, and you're not going to play it?
Don't call when you're drunk.
You keep leaving your autism book in the house. Could you please come and get it? Also, I love you.
Do you think these people think about what they're going to say before they call? Like this will be clever. And
what I think is
autism book. What the fuck does that mean?
What I think is, they call and then they get nervous as soon as they have the option to start speaking. Because they all hang on these guys' every word, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the opportunity to, like, who do you idolize? Like, and who, like, some porn star somewhere.
Roxy Ray.
Ron Jeremy.
Right. So,
like, if you had the opportunity to speak right into Ron Jeremy's cock, you would probably get a little nervous, right?
Yes, I would. Right. Speak into the cock, son.
Hello, this is Mehmet Erdogan from the Turkish Department of Degeneracy Prevention.
This is how I talk.
Just calling in to check in on Kaya Orsan, trying to see how you're doing at resisting the.
I think we're almost done.
Woo!
Hey, quick.
I don't mean with the voicemails, I just mean with this episode. Bubba started. Kaya started to take offense. Fuck you. I like Bubba.
What the fuck is a love sponge?
Message for the official podcast here. How the fuck don't you know what the fuck Cowboy Bebop is?
What the fuck is a Cowboy Bebop?
I guess he's yelling at me because I don't know.
Can somebody, you know what, I don't give a fuck.
I bet it's some of that tentacle porn crap.
Yeah.
Fuck. Hey, it's Mark from Indiana. I'm calling the Who's Right podcast. I just kidding, fuck you. I'm calling the official podcast.
It got my hopes up. And it crashed. All right, carry on.
Right before I go into work, I just wanted to say thank you, boys, for giving me something to listen to on my commute. And just say, Kaya, fuck you, just because everybody says it. And actually, I love you, Kaya. And I love Charlie, and I love Jackson. And Andrew can actually just go fuck himself. So, goodbye.
Thanks, Mark. Enjoy your shift at the truck stop.
They do shifts there?
Is this a request for the official podcast? I think
a lot of us aren't going to hear what you have to say.
Trust that.
Hi, I'm here to talk about Anthony's mom. Actually, I'm here to call for the official podcast. Okay, I really timed that badly. Anyway, this is OG Sun Baby reporting live.
Nope.
What?
You cannot. You are not. Nobody is allowed to name themselves OG Sun Daisy.
Is that what he said? I just said. Yeah. I thought he just said some letters.
I thought that was a she.
Oh.
Connor Garris from Mississippi. What did you guys expect whenever you started answering all the voice calls from the official podcast? Their show is literally about that shit.
About what? Jed?
Jed? Who's Jed?
Jed was a character on Beverly Hillbillies.
Fair enough.
I want to try this again. I'm trying to... Can one of you people that are in the live stream tell me what the fuck this guy's talking about? I know it's what did you expect? What did we expect answering the voicemails? But then he says something at the end that I can't translate.
All the voice calls from the official podcast. Their show is literally about that shit.
Literally about that shit. But I don't know what shit that is.
So is it dick? I mean, that. So is that why they have so many young fans? Because they speak openly about having dicks and stroking them? Slowly.
What?
Nothing.
All right.
No, so is that what it is?
What?
Like, they attract all these people because they speak openly about dicks and
who said anything about dicks? He dude. Said about that shit.
Right, but we're always bitching. What shit?
I have no. I don't know. That's the part I don't. I have no fucking clue.
Hi, I'm Kaya's sister, speaking through a 12-year-old girl. Oh. And I'm here to talk to whoever's listening.
Nope. Why don't you go through about 15 or 20 of these real quick? Just skip through them, just so we can knock those off the fucking list. Hey, all right?
You know, this is Sam for the official podcast. This is Mark again from Indiana. You know, I called in earlier, and for some reason, I was really angry at Andrew. And you know, I just got to apologize and give him some love too. And besides that, you know, I don't even fucking know. All right, bye.
There's everybody's so cool and edgy, you know, like with, oh, I don't fucking know. I don't
everybody's
fucking care.
So cool.
What the fuck are you doing? You watching us?
No.
What the fuck is wrong with you? Pay attention to the here and now.
I'm trying.
You're not. Focus. You're as bad as the fucking people that are calling. Yes. Stay just like that.
Stay focused.
Hey, this is Griffin from Virginia.
Sorry. Will you fucking pay attention?
Was that it? Griffin from Virginia?
Hey, this is Griffin from Virginia. And I'm just really excited.
About?
That was it.
That was it. He's just really excited.
Hey, we're calling on behalf of the official podcast. I'm going to call Charlie real quick. Like, on an episode he did, like, way back, he said that the group of people that call out fake
news. There are so many of these buses.
But he's fucking wrong, okay? It's one dude who's called Yeezy Buster. No, he's not a group of people. It's just one dude who's called Yeezy Buster.
Okay, what the fuck are you talking about? These ones where they call in and like they reference specific things from 12 episodes ago. What the fuck are you talking about? I wonder if these kids have been waiting for them to get a voicemail so they can call in and correct this one mistake they made 6 months ago.
So they say that, like, as far as engagement from your audience, you can expect to get like a 5% engagement rate, something like that, 3 to 5% when you do a call to action.
Mm-hmm.
So when they say, you know, when Kaya says, call who's right voicemail number and give them shit and whatever, this is only like 3% of their fucking.
Well, at least it's the smart 3%. This is the cream of the crop right here.
All right. Well, I think we're done for now. Mm-hmm.
Oh, don't give me that for now bullshit.
All right.
That was something.
If you want to hear the rest of these voicemails, head over. No, I can't say that because we're not going to actually do that. I was going to say.
You can say whatever you want. It's our show.
All right.
If you sign up for our Patreon, Doug will mail you $10,000. That was a joke.
No,
don't expect $10,000.
$10,000 doll hairs. How's
there
that?
There you go.
All right, Mike. I appreciate you. I appreciate you coming on with me.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
All right. See you what? Sunday?
Sunday.
Bye.
It'll be better. Bye.